to hammer down. Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded one.
Good day, Tone. Why?
Good day to you.
Good day, Tone.
Good fit.
Thank you.
You're the king of flannels, dude.
Love flannel.
Fucking good fit.
Flannel Thursday.
Hi, Nick.
How we doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Turn it up and see that headphones.
He was ready for the. He was ready for the response today. Guy's on his fucking game today. Hey, good hockey talk last night, dude.
Thank you, sir. And good win. We got the Rangers money line. You know, sorry, Gabe. You know, had to fade you. You know what I mean?
Fucking told you, Gabe.
Know what I mean? And Dennis McMahon.
Hey, Tony. What's up, man?
Otter, how's it going?
Hey, doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Yeah, you had the Rangers. But I think other than that, Gabe did well on the.
Nothing else hit.
He was good on the hardwood.
He was good on the hardwood.
That Garland.
Did Georgia end up covering that spread?
Ooh.
That was because they were getting blown out.
They were getting smacked. I didn't want to say it when he was on. Georgia could lose by that much. Georgia fucking stinks.
Tom Green. Classic Tom Green job there. But no, the Garland. Mitt, you had a good night in NBA, right?
What was the spread? 25?
We had an
22,
all right,
I think.
22?
Yeah.
Auburn 23. Won by 23.
I think it might have been 23.
Was it a push?
Might have pushed it. I had a good night in college ball.
Yep.
We did LSU. Check. Oof.
That was a fucking backdoor special. Supposed to
have Bradley
friend.
Was a pretty
Bradley was a win.
Easy,
outright winner.
Outright winner. Who was the other one?
Marquette.
Marquette. Fucking fuck outright off. Winner.
Plus 740 money line, dude. That line.
Oh, TCU. TCU plus the 5. Did they win?
It was close. They were up most of the
oh,
game.
Oh, no. They lost by one.
Yeah, it was. They were one. Up most of the game, though.
Oh, yeah. That Marquette outright fucking plus 700. Good hit.
I know Shaka Smart has never fucking gotten the team over the hump. I thought he was going to last year with Texas and watched them lose live to Abilene.
Good ball coach.
First round. He's a good coach, man.
He's
a
good ball coach.
You can tell he's on the court as soon. Like, it is. He's fucking good to watch, man. That team's going right now.
My one loss was, and we knew this was, we knew it was risky.
I didn't want to say it.
Was the Pitt Panthers.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to happen.
That's going to happen. But it was close. It was close the entire game.
They had it till the very end.
Yeah, we had a pretty good night. What am I missing? Anything?
Hype boy parlay.
Oh,
son of a bitch, dude.
If LeBron's not helping the hype boy parlay, what?
LeBron
are we
had
doing?
30 fucking points.
We get
man.
The
what
Nets
more can you ask
for? Check.
We needed fucking 45. That's
Nets.
What we needed.
Check. Charlotte.
One out.
Check. Fucking Lakers are up, what, 15? And I said,
I fell asleep. I was like, oh, fuck, we're going to wake up with a nice. I had the clip ready. I was like, fucking. Tweet out another hype boy hit in the morning.
Mother.
Wake up.
Fuckers.
This fucking team, dude.
We got Johnny Sheeran coming on from FanDuel Sportsbook, head bookmaker, in 9 minutes. We've got 9 minutes. There was a tidbit just sent in by one Bubba Gumpino from John Ewing. The forecast for Packers Niners is 8 degrees. Okay. Yeah. Do you know that Jimmy G has never played a game when it's 32 degrees or colder?
That's also not true.
How?
He was in New England for a long time. He played at Eastern Illinois. He's played games. He just hasn't been a starter for him.
Okay, that, well.
Sitting on the bench doesn't.
Is not.
He wasn't a.
Man, come on, man.
Yeah, he in college, maybe, yes. I'm sure he played.
It's men's league, Mitt.
Yeah, I mean, no shit, but let's also not say that he hasn't played in a game that it was below freezing.
In the NFL, he's never started a game below freezing.
He's scared of getting hit. He's not scared of the cold, dude.
You talk to him?
No one's saying he's scared of the cold, man.
Jesus Christ, dude.
That's how I read that.
Rodgers is 31-11-1 ATS in games.
So I'm starting to fucking... I was pretty locked in on what I was going to do this weekend. I'm starting to fucking spin.
Are you starting to sweat? Well, yeah, originally I said I thought I was going to take all the dogs, and now I think I'm on favorites Saturday, and I think I might be on the dogs Sunday.
I'll say it right now. I'm taking the Bucks.
Okay.
Everybody's fucking on the Rams, and it's probably it feels like the Niners were last week. Like it was a gift.
Mm-hmm.
But something is fucking telling me that this Bucs team ain't going to lose to the Rams. And I don't know why.
There were some more nuggets that we had sent in on the Twitterverse. Cincinnati is 15-3 on 6-point teasers on the year, and Green Bay is 14-3. So there, if you really want, you can tease Cincy up.
Here's to what, even 10. Here's a fucking.
And I did this. I'm going to take Titans minus 2.5 probably, but then I'm going to probably I'll tease Cincy up to the 10, and Packers down to a pick 'em maybe on Saturday.
I might go the other way. I might moneyline parlay Titans Packers.
Uh-huh.
Tease the dogs up to 12 or 13.
I don't hate that. I mean, technically it's a middle, but
here's what I'll say. We got fucking 3 weeks left. Fucking bet fucking everything, dude. I mean, this is all we got.
Bet it all.
I mean, it's been fucking how many weeks NFL football? Like, anything you want to bet, just fucking bet it, dude. Like,
bet it all.
Middle it, fucking tease it, parlay. Like, let's go off in style.
Rodgers is 12-5-1 ATS with 13 or more days between games. Tannehill is 6-2 ATS, 13 or more days between games. That ally has a lot. That's probably also. Sure, he had those two. Might have been with the Dolphins.
What's that?
I'm saying those two losses may have been with the Dolphins
because he stunk with the Dolphins.
Probably. No. I'm just saying because Vrabel's 4-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tannehill didn't have.
Tannehill what?
Nothing. I'm not gonna say it. What are the Titans to win the Super Bowl?
Titans to win the Super Bowl, my friend. The Tennessee Titans to win the Super Bowl are plus 850.
They're third to last, and they are the number one seed.
They only have better odds than the Niners and the Bengals.
Why do the books hate Tennessee?
Yeah, so what's...
We're going to ask in a second.
So this is the thing. If that's what their Super Bowl odds are, Titans win, Chiefs or Bills win. Chiefs or Bills are favored in Tennessee next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Sign me up.
I think they'll probably be three. Both teams.
Titans beat both of them this year?
It was three when the Bills went to Tennessee earlier this year, I believe. That was a wild game. Remember Josh Allen, whatever happened on the goal line or whatever? Yeah. I can't remember exactly.
Fourth and goal.
Oh, he slipped? Was there a slip maybe?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, they're definitely going to be favored.
That's unbelievable.
Going into next week, I think.
Unbelievable.
And then whoever goes up to Green Bay, if they win, is going to be a dog.
But the Rams were... the
I remember.
This is something that happened this year. The Rams went into fucking Green Bay and were favored.
Chris, yes, they were.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That was a thing.
That was the... That and Bama plus 6.5 against Georgia. That happened the same week.
Yeah, it did,
you
actually.
You want to talk about
it.
Gifts. Jesus.
Nick, why don't you give him a call? See if he answers early. Yeah. We'll see if John answers early. He's a good guy. He might. Conference winner, Titans, you could get it plus 320.
Don't hate that.
Because you just said you would take them at home as puppies. But
I mean, how do you not take a home dog in a AFC championship game?
It's a good question. Joining us now, a man who has joined us the last two Thursdays and given us great information because he has all of the information on FanDuel Sportsbook. He is the head bookmaker at FanDuel Sportsbook. What was I going to say there?
Bootmaker?
Fucking, he may make boots as well.
They'd be red.
The one, the only, Johnny Bookmaker, aka Johnny Sheeran. Welcome to
you guys?
John. How are you?
Great, thank you. What about you?
Can't complain. How the books do this weekend? I mean, all the favorites except for the Niners won. And covered, and the Niners were a trendy dog. So how did you guys do?
Yeah, I think we probably generated just enough to stay just about on the right side, but it was close. Like you said, results generally favored the better. So hopefully everyone's got a few dollars in their wallets and ready to attack us again this weekend.
Yeah, the money that's in my wallet is the money that I got back from the same game parlay holiday refund. So that was good. I'm sure you guys did okay on that, didn't you?
Yeah, man, we had big exposure on that. It was incredible to see, you know, all the work that you guys did with Pat and motivate and mobilize that many people to get onto one SGP. We had, you know, we were half a yard or a yard away from paying out over $10 million. So a bit of a sweat, but one that we welcome every week.
Do you guys watch the games together at the office, or are you guys just separate?
The guys in general will all, the guys that are trading the games will all watch it together in the office. I tend to go to the pub and watch them. I won't lie. There you
go. How does the, like, who's responsible then for, like, the live lines and the live betting? Because there are so many live options now within a game. Like, who's responsible for that?
The traders that we already had, and the new ones that we've hired here in Jersey City, they're the guys that run the models throughout the game. So they input all the key data, and then in the back end, the model spits out all the algorithms, probabilities, generates all the markets that you see on the website when the game is on. So they're the real heroes.
Okay, John, let's get into this weekend. It's a big weekend. There's a lot going on. First game, Bengals at Tennessee. How much does Derrick Henry being back, how much did that affect the line, if at all? How much did the D-line questions as far as health for the Bengals affect the line, if at all? And what are you guys thinking as far as this first game?
Yeah, I think this is the most difficult game to price. The certainty around Tennessee's offense, the unit being back together for the first time since about week 8 is difficult for us to assess. Obviously, the guests that work involved with Derrick Henry and how much action he's going to see. We're hearing, you know, 15 to 20 snaps, and I think that makes sense.
Snaps or carries?
I think they're saying there's some rumors today that he'll only play 15 snaps. I can't believe that necessarily.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, I would expect him to see him handle the ball in that realm of times. And then, like you said, the D-line for the Bengals, I think, is offensively a good matchup for Tennessee. So probably the game that we struggled with the most in terms of confidence, we opened at 2.5. It's all the way up to 3.5 through the key of 3, so not an immaterial move.
No.
I think Tennessee, obviously, attracting plenty of support, haven't had the bye, Vrabel's record off the bye as well. Interesting as well. So not a ton of confidence on my end. At 3.5 general market price, we won't take an opinion on the game.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you about how much does he's 4-0 ATS off a bye, 8-0 when he's got more than 8 days rest. How much does that come into play when you're making the line?
It's such a small sample size. We don't put a ton of weight in it, but it's definitely a consideration we would add into the adjustments off the core rating.
Okay, and then, all right, let's go to Saturday night. The line on that, what do we got? What do you guys have it now? 6 or 5.5?
Yeah, 5.5. It was as high as 6. Look, we can't get this number anywhere near this. I know we've been high on the Niners all season long, but this doesn't make any sense to me. And I think if you break it down, it won't make any sense to anyone else either. There's no way there's a gap of in the realms of 3 points between the abilities of these two teams. We opened at 4.5. When the matchup looked certain to happen last weekend. We stand by that. We actually don't have a whole lot between these on ratings at all. Obviously, the injuries come into it. Shoulder concern for Jimmy G is significant without a shadow of a doubt. When we opened it, we didn't necessarily know that. And then obviously, Fred Warner, who I think will be good to go. And I think Joey will play. Bosa will play as well. And I think from that perspective, probably a small bit more concerned about his injury than the others. I think it's worse than we're being told, but I've no doubt he'll try and at least make an appearance. So that's the one that concerns me most. I've no doubt the line will move when they're all confirmed in, as expected tomorrow. So anybody out there that does like the Niners, I would suggest you take it kind of around about now at 5.5 or 6.
John, I feel like you, from what you just said, like the Niners, because it sounded like you said that there's a field goal difference between these two teams.
Yeah, I mean, on a neutral field, being honest, at full health, we wouldn't have we'd struggle, maybe make Green Bay a small favorite. So when you consider the bye, home field advantage, the weather, potential for a bit of snow, there's no way you get this to 6. So for me, this should be definitely no more than, you know, 3, 3.5. We were 4.5. A lot of the market was 6. Obviously, the injuries are a concern, but I think we're getting plenty of price.
Was it that? Was it at 6 so quickly because a bunch of people jumped on it at 6 and then went back to 5.5?
No. We opened at 4.5. We stood by that number. We were very confident in it. We're happy to lay it. It did move to 6 after kind of all the injury news broke in the press conferences after the game. I think we all saw videos of Jimmy G yesterday, and he looked to be a full participant and was able to throw the ball without issue. Bit of mixed messages coming out of the press conference that both he and Shanahan had afterwards. So small bit of a concern there as to maybe how bad his shoulder is. But like I said, we're getting plenty of you know, juice in the price to be able to account for that. A lot of the other books open this up at around about 6 stone. So, you know, we just don't agree. We think it's too far. And when those three are confirmed in, we look to aggressively go back and move it back towards where we were at 4.5. Huge ratio and bias of money for Green Bay, about a ratio of 5-1 right now is what we're seeing. So we're happy to go back, be aggressive, and build that exposure even more so on the Packers, and hopefully San Francisco can do us another favor.
That's huge news. If you like the Niners and you just heard it, and then those guys are confirmed healthy and it's going to move to 4.5, you might as well jump on it now. What do you got, Paul?
John, Titans to win the Super Bowl +800 as a number one seed. If the Chiefs or Bills, whoever wins, what do you think the spread will be, just a guess, going to Tennessee if Tennessee beats the Bengals for AFC Championship?
Obviously, a lot of things to consider into that. I think the Bills and the Chiefs for us are very closely rated. We don't have a whole lot between them. So maybe a point at most of a differential between those two teams to have to go to Tennessee. I would imagine you'd see somewhere in the realms of 2.5 to 3 point favorites.
Yeah, that's exactly what we guessed as well. And Gumpy was saying he'd be happy to take the home dog in an AFC championship. We'll worry about that one, though, when we get to that one. Sunday, the first game Sunday. This one, I think this is the one that we have the most questions about here.
Get this to 2.5 bucks, please, John. Can we get this to 2.5?
Rams are 3-point dogs on the road. Is there a chance it goes to 2.5? How do you guys feel about this one?
Yeah, I mean, we are a little like Gump. Our ratings make Tampa Bay even more than that of a favor. We have this rating somewhere between 3.5 and 4. Okay. I think there's a bit of overreaction to the Rams' performance on Monday night. Undoubtedly, a really good performance. I thought excellent game call by McVay as well. So I can understand why people want to lean on the Rams. I think when you think about some of the matchups, leaving Evans on an island with Jalen Ramsey, potentially needing, you know, Gronkowski to help block for Brady, when Wirfs is questionable at best, and even if he plays, certainly not 100%. Jensen was also taken out last week as well, so the offensive line struggling a little bit. I do think there's a chance we get 2.5 here, though. There's been a lot of sharp money interested in the Rams. Probably the sharpest money we've seen this weekend was at 3, -115. So I do think there's a chance if that continues, you know, the health of those offensive linemen that I mentioned, if that trends badly over the next 24 hours or so, I think certainly then you would see elements of 2.5 out there. So I would hold my powder if I was looking to bet Tampa Bay.
You just mentioned the juice. So it's juice -118 on the +3 to the Rams right now. When the juice is creeping towards the -120 on that side, is that a general indicator that line is close to moving a half point in that direction?
Yeah, certainly. I think the juice that you're seeing on the +3 is reflective of the money that we laid. That sharp money that we saw yesterday for the Rams was enough for us to kind of juice it that way. And like I said, if you get any kind of supporting evidence in the Rams' favor from here, that will be enough to tip it over and get it to 2.5.
Okay, and then the night game, Sunday night, in KC, the Bills are down to 1.5, so there's been some movement on that line. Highest total of the weekend. we are split in this room on this game, so maybe you could help us out here.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting game. I think you can make cases for both sides. For me, if you're looking at value and you want the sharper side, it has to be Kansas City or nothing. Buffalo are an all-time high coming off the performance last week. An incredible game from Allen and definitely from Brian Daboll as well. Uh-huh. So for me, I would hold my powder again here. I think you'll only continue to see Bills money. We've seen, you know, almost 3-1 in favor of Buffalo. It'll be the first time ever. Well, we'll have wanted the Kansas City Chiefs since FanDuel has been live in the U.S. in a postseason game. Wow. I don't see that money stopping anytime soon. Everybody's really high on the Bills. The whole narrative this season after last week is now that they are the team to beat. So if you do like Kansas or if you're undecided, I would wait till kickoff, and I think you'll probably find yourself having to bet the Chiefs at home as a small dog. It's, you know, I think they've never been shorter, or as a small favorite, they've never been shorter than -2.5 at home in the Mahomes era. So you're getting a nice price point, I think. And it's also very difficult to back up a performance like that from a quarterback. Uh-huh. You know, Allen, obviously incredible last week, and I have no doubt that they, you know, have schemed for this all year long. Obviously, the first matchup was a good outcome as well for the Bills. So I think that's the side you'd have to find yourself on, because I think there's definitely a bit of overvalue in the Bills in the market.
I just worry about the Chiefs. You know, they got beat up by a superior team last weekend, so maybe that's, you know, probably some of that laying around. All right, what so happened? It sounds the Chiefs, they got beat up for a long time in that game by a superior team, and then, you know, stuff just happened. Okay. We don't want to talk about it. So it sounds like the book may like Chiefs, Bucks, Niners, and then the Bengals and Titans one, who fucking knows?
Sounds about right to me, yeah.
How about totals? Do you guys normally have an opinion on totals? Like, I mean, I see the totals come down in Buffalo and KC. These are all pretty high totals for a playoff game, no?
Yeah, I mean, we tend to have pretty aggressive opinions on totals. We find them less reliable, less accurate actually over time than the side. So I think you get, you know, if you're undecided on a game, more often than not, you should probably try and bet the total. There is definitely an edge there. I think the Kansas City Buffalo one is the most interesting by a long, long way. There's only been, I believe, 9 totals over 54 in the postseason in the last 20 years, and they've gone 8-1 to the over. Okay. When you get to small sample sizes with these superior high totals, they're very difficult for us to lean on. The models will never get to the right number just because the lack of data and sample size is so small. I think the over is the play here. I can't see any way that there. I just see so many game states where, you know, there's success for Buffalo and Kansas in the game. If either one of them fall behind, you know, you're getting a really aggressive play call from there. The Bills never take their foot off the gas, even when they build a lead, and I think Kansas City will try and adopt a similar approach. So for me, this is a high total, certainly 53.5, 54. We only made it 53 on our numbers, but I think you have to understand why that is. It's built off a much broader sample size. We got 58 points in this matchup last year, and I think everybody forgets about an hour-long delay because the weather was so bad, and they came out the offenses, and they were pretty slow after that as well. And now you've got an even more aggressive play calling scheme from Buffalo. It seems to me like that's almost the best bet of the weekend.
You said Packers are getting 5-1 as far as the money or the tickets coming in.
Almost the same for both of them, about 4.5-1 on both money and spread, money line and spread. It was the same at 4.5. It's the same still at 6. So, like I said, if we do move, we'll be moving knowing that we're increasing, you know, an aggressive opinion against Green Bay.
Is that the most lopsided bet game of the weekend so far?
Yeah, certainly. I'm surprised by the amount of interest in Buffalo. I think everybody's forgot about how good a football team the Kansas City Chiefs are, and I think maybe underestimated their performance, putting it down to that superior side that you mentioned last week.
So there's more money and tickets coming in on Buffalo. Then what about the other two games? Is it Rams? Are Rams getting more than the Bucks, or what's going on there?
Yeah, I think you'll always see a little bit of a bias for Brady. I always say if he was, you know, if he was on the Yankees, everybody would bet them to win the Super Bowl as well. So we'll always see that Brady money regardless of who it is, whether it was the Patriots when they were on a downward spiral or Tampa Bay now being maybe a bit more vulnerable with the injuries that they have. So that one's pretty split. The first one is pretty even as well. Cincinnati and Tennessee, small little bias towards Tennessee as you'd expect as a favorite.
Mitt, did you have a question, Paul?
Yes, John, for the playoffs, there's less teams, but there's more. It seems like there's more action per better, I would say. Do you guys work overtime, or are you guys working like less hours, basically?
You working less? Are you earning your paycheck during the playoffs or not, John?
I mean, that's not what I meant.
No, I think that's actually a really good call out. Probably the best question I've ever had on this show, guys.
Baby, man.
Whatever, dude.
I think that's spot on. We see, obviously, you know, bettors try and spread their money across multiple games when we've got a full slate. And once you get to this part of the postseason with just seven games remaining, people tend to hone in and almost be a bit more aggressive in their opinion. They like it even more than they would do in a normal opinion in a game on a regular season week. So from that perspective, definitely seeing pretty incredible numbers so far. Last week was amazing, and I think the slate sets up perfectly this week. Saturday, first game's a bit quieter, and then I think we'll see full beast mode from there on.
I agree. Nick loves the, what is it, the weekly specials? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
How do you guys come up with those? You just figure, like, put these big names together and people will bet on them?
Yeah, it's as simple as that. No, the guys do a lot of work, but, you know, a lot of work in all those weekly overtime specials, trying to figure out, you know, who's in for the most targets, how many yardage is expected in the passing game, what game scripts and game states might look like, and adjust from them. But there's a lot of overround to beat in those markets. But if you have an opinion, there's certainly an opportunity to be able to get one over on us if you can hone in on one you like.
Okay, I think I don't know if anybody else has anything, but I wanted to ask this because I forgot to ask you last week. The 3x2 boosts, what percentage?
Anything in particular?
The 3x2 boost. Do they hit as much as it seems like they hit?
Yeah, look, I'll be honest. The 3x2s are really almost a bit of us giving a bit of generosity back to bettors. I think if you bet them all over the long haul, you probably do no worse than break even. We actually price some of them very aggressively and favorably for the better. We take really no margin and sometimes even negative expected margin on them. So I think your sense is actually right here. There's definitely an opportunity. People, if they're picking them off and spotting when the value is really there, then there's certainly money to be made betting them.
Okay. Well, hey, John, we can't thank you enough. We appreciate you. We will talk to you next week. Good luck this weekend on everything. Any other tidbits you have before you get out of here?
No, I just think the Kansas over is probably the most interesting element. I think our numbers don't get there. Most people's numbers won't get there, and that's probably why you've seen potentially a little bit of sharp play on the under, but that wouldn't concern me. I've spoken to sharp bettors before, and they all agree that, you know, these edge case high totals are really difficult to account for from a modeling perspective. So head down and let's just bet the over there and collect our money on Sunday evening.
All right, John, good luck this weekend. Don't get too drunk at the pub on Saturday and Sunday.
I'll try not to, guys. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, John. Love that guy. Great information. You felt pretty good about that convo.
Yeah, it's kind of how I thought things were going to play out.
So I thought the Niners 3-point.
I was surprised by that. I thought the Chiefs would be down to a pick by game time, though.
Yeah, because of the Bills' money.
And the Rams, with the Rams, same thing.
So he thinks that one's off by maybe a point or so.
I'm going to take Bucks money line. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. I don't need to be fucking dying over 2.5 or 3.
No.
I'll lay the juice. I don't give a fuck.
But
you think about it, though. You look at that Cardinals team. They got smacked at home by the Seahawks before that game against the Rams.
They did.
So
that was also never a game, though.
Which one? Like
the Cardinals-Rams game. That was never actually a game. They beat the fuck out of them.
No, yeah. What Gumpy's saying
is that the Seahawks did to the Cardinals, too. I'm saying is what.
And we watched the Rams. Who did they lose to?
Niners. I mean, if Leonard Fournette's back and Wirfs is in and Jensen's in, I mean, Tampa's going to run the ball. It's not like the Rams' defense has been great against the run. Cardinals did not run the ball at all.
No, they did not.
I'm just, I'm not, if you, in the grand scheme of things, and this sounds dumb, Matthew Stafford against Tom Brady in the fucking playoffs.
Yeah.
It's a great point.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Mind you, there's a lot of other factors, but in the at the end of the day, I am going to, I'll die with Tom Brady.
I mean, fuck, one has six Super Bowls, one's won one playoff game. That's a great point.
Oh, dude.
It's not wrong.
No, that's the, I'm just saying facts. I was on, I was thinking about taking the Rams.
Steph, he asked John, how much do you make during the playoffs?
What kind of, you guys working 4 hours over there?
I didn't mean like that.
Before taxes, John, how much do you make?
You getting time and a half during the playoffs? Or?
Fucking double time.
What's going on?
Yeah, I was leaning bucks anyways, but.
Early in the week, wanted to take the Niners, but then I said, Jimmy G's banged up. It's cold.
Is he, though?
I don't know.
Right? You know what I mean?
And now?
Is he, though?
And now?
Is he?
What am I, what are we doing?
Know what I mean?
Where are you leaning that one?
Niners, Packers?
Yeah.
So I'm going to.
No, you got to pick them all.
Yeah. But I'm gonna have Titans.
Yeah.
Packers, moneyline parlay.
That's not picking them all, dude.
And then I'm going to take the Niners plus six.
Okay.
Because I said as soon as that fucking line came out and it was 4.5, I was going to take the Niners.
Well, that line's going to go to 4.5. That was really nice of him to tell Niners bettors, hey, that line's going to 4.5. So get it now.
And it's just like the Packers, I firmly believe the Packers are going to win that game. But how many times this year have we seen where the Packers were up a lot and the other team comes back?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like the back door.
Many a times.
The back door and will
against
be
against teams that were, the Ravens did it to them.
Browns.
Yeah. Those teams are not in the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Know what I mean?
Thought I heard that out there. You know what I mean?
Know what I mean? Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just 6 points feels like a lot, dude. It really does.
I know.
But I do feel a lot better about the Bucks now. I do.
There you go. That's why we have the conversations.
And I love the Chiefs.
I know you do. I've
been saying it all week. The Chiefs.
He also didn't like the Bills last week either.
The Chiefs is the Chiefs.
Remember?
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Remember?
Yeah.
All right. Where do we want to go? College ball?
Go to the ice, dude.
Let's go to the ice. There's a lot of games on the ice. You ready for the ice, Nick?
I'm ready.
Okay. How many we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games.
Nine games. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 picks.
Jesus. Good for you, dude. I got one.
All right. Let me know when you're ready to, you know, just blurt it out.
I think it's the first game of the night.
Caps and Bruins?
Yep.
Caps going into Beantown. Thing yep. On Bruins, TD Garden. What do you got?
It depends. Is Tuca in that?
I don't believe so.
Good. No. I don't fucking want him in that. I took the Bees 60-minute line. I think it was plus 110 or minus 110.
Minus 110. I'm on that as well, Tony. It is not Tuca. It is Linus Ullmark.
Oh, Linus.
Which
Linus.
Is fine, right?
He's a serviceable goaltender.
He was the goaltender during the when they were hot and making the run.
Well, yeah, it was a little bit of him and Swayman.
Okay.
But that's all right. And then Vitek Vanacek in for the Caps. I like this matchup for the Bees on home ice, especially after getting embarrassed by Carolina on Tuesday night. This feels like a good bounce back opportunity.
The Caps 2-5 in their last 7 overall, 1-4 against winning teams.
Been a bit of a schneid.
Yeah, bit of a schneid. So I'm going to be on the Bees 60-minute with you tonight, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Like you just said, Washington, 4-4-2 in their last 10.
Yeah.
Now, granted, when you have Ovechkin, he kind of flips the script at any given moment. But let's go with the Bruins looking for a bounce back after an embarrassment.
Okay.
The next one's going to be a little bit tougher. This is an epitome of a suck fest here. We got the Columbus Blue Jackets going into Philadelphia to take on the Flyers. Flyers are 6-8-4 at home. They're 1-6-3 in their last 10.
Ugh.
And the Jackets, on the flip side, have lost 13 of 18.
Ugh.
And are coming off a 9-2 beatdown against the Florida Panthers. Ugh. I'm going to take a chance on Columbus at plus money going in on the as the road.
Just because,
just again, this is a situation where they're coming off. They plus, just lost 9-2. So nine. You get embarrassed. You get shown up. You kind of hope. You hope the boys are going to bounce back and have a little pride in their game. Uh-huh. Flyers played a little bit better lately, but it still wasn't enough to get past the Isles the other night. As we talked about that 17-round shootout.
Yeah.
So it's a good spot for the Flyers at home, but I still like Columbus with the edge here. Another tricky one, Winnipeg going to Nashville.
Okay.
The Jets
are 4-1-1 over their past six games. The Preds had that huge run where they were hot as hell. Now they're 0-3-1 over their last four. Let's take a chance here with the Jets on the road as dogs.
Another puppy.
Don't hit
going
that.
Into Nashville.
You jumping on that?
No.
You got one on your brain for it?
I got two.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just waiting for him? Because I'm not touching the Stars after what they did.
Yeah, Stars 60-minute line. Bounce back.
I'm not touching.
Minus 130. We're not losing fucking back-to-back to the Habs and the Sabres, dude. It's still a good fucking hockey team. It's fucking Texas hockey. You know what I mean?
Hashtag Texas hockey.
You know what I mean? Holpe's in that tonight, I believe, going into Buffalo.
Otter got taken out. Might have been his worst start of his career.
You saying we should be on Texas hockey tonight?
I'm on Texas hockey. I don't know what y'all are
doing. I'm not riding with Texas hockey.
Okay, I'll stay off.
Yeah, be fucking better.
Our beloved Florida Panthers, after getting the doors blown off the other night.
Can't lose back-to-back in Alberta.
Coilers stink.
Head to the other side of Alberta. They take on the Coilers, Edmonton. Panthers are minus 156. Visiting team on the money line. Oilers plus 130. I'm going Florida 60-minute line is minus 115. The Coilers have lost six straight. They're 0-4-2.
They're on a 2-12 run? Jesus.
And Bob is in.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, fucking Bruno is fucking on the show.
Yeah, we had Bruno on that Talk Talk. Andrew Brunette, head coach of the Florida Panthers. Bruno. He didn't seem concerned at all about that last little debacle they had.
Yeah.
And I think that was on me. I was giving some false information on some of the sites I check. I thought Bob was getting in, and it was Spencer Knight. So Bob is in, confirmed.
Oh, Bob tonight. Didn't play against Calgary?
No.
Well, that's huge.
Well, I would have never bet.
Yeah, what's the one question we always ask?
Big Bob in there?
Is Bob Big Bob in there?
I thought he was in. That's on me. That
I'm also on this one, too.
okay, so you are on Texas hockey.
60-minute. Florida Panthers, 60-minute.
Okay.
And the Cougars are not playing, but if they were, I would be on the Cougars as well.
No Cougars, but we got the Avs. Colorado heading to L.A.
I bet on.
Colorado here, road favorites, minus 172. I'm going to take the Avs on the money line. The Kings won four in a row, but then they dropped their last two, and they've given up six goals in each game.
Avs are hot.
Avs are 8-1 in their last nine games, playing on 0 days rest
they
as
are
well.
Hot.
The Avs just played last night. They shouldn't have a problem taking on the Kings tonight. Mm-hmm. So Avs on the money line. And then finally, Sharks going into Seattle to take on the Kraken.
Sharks,
it's a pick'em game. Give me the Sharks.
Yeah.
If only there was a coin that someone
did. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not flipping the coin on a Sharks and Kraken game. I'm not doing it.
Don't disrespect the coin.
Jesus.
Dude. I can't after
what Tony
did last
time. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Gumpy.
I know.
Me?
Yeah, you want him to pick the fucking Sharks and Kraken game?
It's a coin flip game. They're both minus 110.
I'm just saying.
The disrespect he gave last time, what type of respect do you think he's going to give the Sharks and Kraken?
Well, he's an asshole. What do you expect?
All right.
Real quick, run through them all for you here.
I was going to say rattle.
Bruins minus 110, 60-minute money line. That's the Bruins to win in regulation. Winner. Columbus on the road, plus 102. Winnipeg plus 128, also on the road. Florida 60-minute line, minus 115, also winner on the road. This could be bad.
Winner.
Avs money line minus 172. Colorado also on the road, and the San Jose Sharks again on the road minus 110.
I am on the Bruins 60-minute line.
Good bet.
And you're on
Dallas Stars 60-minute line. Florida Panthers 60-minute line.
Shout out, Bruins guy.
Shout out, Mezzi. Love you, Mezzi.
Love that guy. Foxy, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up? Continue with the hockey.
No, it's done.
We're done.
Oh, that was it. All
right.
Are
you on tonight?
Here we go.
Are you on NBA? You
College basketball tonight, boys. All right,
we're going.
Lakers fucking stink.
Did you see the Lakers ruin the Hype Boy parlay tonight?
Yeah, I took the Hype Boy parlay. I was pissed off when I woke up this morning because there was no way I was staying up that late to watch that damn game.
Fucking unbelievable.
All of us did the same thing, though. We all looked at it at like halftime as the Lakers are going to win this for sure.
They're blowing them out.
I don't know what happened. That sucks. That's NBA is tough.
NBA
like my NBA picks tough. Were hitting last week, but those were I mean, obviously they're all luck, but those ones were actually luck. I feel like Big Ten, I said to you guys this morning, is where I'm going. Should have just fucking took the Rutgers because when you play a team at home in the Big Ten, it's fucking hard.
Especially at the Rock. Is that what
God.
The screen is called? They've won 9 straight.
Rutgers?
Yeah.
Is your pick tonight in the Big Ten?
Yes. So tonight, we got IU against Purdue.
Oh yeah,
big battle in this state here.
That's a tough matchup.
Purdue is ranked 4th in the nation. They're a pretty damn good ball team, but they have to go to Bloomington.
Okay.
And so I said this morning, I said when you have a home dog in the Big Ten, you take the home dog. So I will be taking IU. +3.5 right now. It literally was just at +4. So that line's moving a little bit. So if you can get it at +4, take the +4. But I want IU. I want the home dog.
Let me give you a little trick of the trade
that we
do on the show. If you saw it at 4 3 minutes ago and now it's at 3.5, just say you got it
at +4. I got it at 4. Whoa. 4. Yeah. 4. You'll get it at 4 too. Just keep your eyes out.
What's his name out for IU?
Yep.
Is he?
No, I have no idea who you're talking about.
By the way, fucking LSU went down a player last night, still covered.
I mean, that was a fucking... Did you watch that game?
No, I did not. Did you?
They were losing by 15.
LSU was?
The game, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They covered, though.
Yeah, they did.
They came back and covered. All right, so Foxy's on that. I got 4 college basketball picks tonight. Ooh. Gumpy has 15.
Yeah, I don't know whether I... I mean, we're hot. Might as well keep shooting.
Right, let's go.
Why don't you start? Now. Why don't you start?
I'm trying to see if this guy's out for fucking IU.
Yeah, please find that
there
out.
There is
for
a
me.
Boost tonight.
Ooh.
I believe it's Purdue and someone else to win.
Jackson Davis. That's
but his name. If Foxy's on IU, I ain't taking Purdue to win.
I'm not taking that boost. Kidding also, me, I did always forget this. TNT Thursdays, $10 back on same game parlays, win or lose.
Good shout out.
Hell yeah.
Good shout out.
And Jackson. You just heard Johnny Sheeran, you know, the 3x2s. If you bet him all this year, he said you're at least even.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Jackson Davis is in tonight.
All right, let's go. Let's go, Jackson.
Hey.
It's IU's
best. Let's go.
Hoosiers.
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 Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, no.
You can't fucking miss on that, Tony.
Oh, I thought he was taking Purdue.
Because we live here?
You're in the Hoosier state, bro. You got to know the fucking name.
Where my wife went to.
Yeah.
Okay, you kick it off. You can stay. You can do whatever you
want. Yeah, get Gump a solo cam here.
Thank you, Foxy.
Winthrop -3.5 at Presbyterian.
Okay.
Winthrop, better team here.
Fucking good ball team.
Yeah.
Why don't you do two and I'll do one since you have so many of them.
We just do 4-for-1.
We could do 4-for-1 too.
You got what, 4?
Yeah.
All right. Western Kentucky, money line at FAU. Hilltoppers covered 5 of 7. Road teams covered 5 of 6. This one I like.
This one you like?
I love.
You love?
SMU +6 at Memphis?
Yeah. Memphis is going through some shit, huh?
Memphis hasn't covered in 5 as a home favorite. Hasn't covered in 4 overall. Mustangs covered in 7 of their last 9. Austin Peay.
Mm-hmm.
+3.5 at Tennessee Martin. Both these teams stink. I just think Austin Peay stinks a little less. Chattanooga money line at UNC Greensboro. Love the Nukes. Go ahead.
I almost went the other way on that game.
UNC?
Yeah. But I knew you loved the Nukes, so I stayed away.
I mean, it is a bad line for the Nukes. It was -3.5, but down to -2.5.
My first one, and you're going to hate this one.
What are you doing?
I'm taking VMI at home against Samford, -4.5. VMI 6-0, ATS in their last 6 after a win, 8-2 ATS in the last 10 overall, 11-3 ATS their last 14 at home. Sanford's 2-6 ATS versus teams with a winning record, 9-21 run on the road. I'm going to take VMI tonight minus the 4.5. The thing that worries me tonight, though, is I'm on all favorites and I was on all dogs last night, but sometimes that's just how the cookie
crumbles.
That's
how it goes.
Go ahead.
Marshall, money line at FIU.
Okay.
FIU's covered 5 of 16 home games, 7 of 29 overall. L.A. Monroe plus 1.5 versus Troy. L.A. Monroe covered 4 of 5 at home. USC, money line at Colorado. Trojans covered 4 of 5 road games. Colorado covered 8 of 28 at home. South Alabama plus 2.5 at the Raging Cajuns. Uh-huh. Road teams covered 4 of 5. Dog in this matchup covered 5 of 6.
I am taking New Mexico State minus the 4.5 against Sam Houston State. New Mexico State,
not bad ball team.
Pretty good ball club. Yep. 15-2 on the year. 10-0 in their last 10. Sam Houston's actually been decent. They didn't have a good start, but they've been decent as of late, which worries me a little bit. But New Mexico State, 5-1 in their last 6 overall, 5-1 in their last 6 road games, 5-0 their last 5 Thursday games. I like the New Mexico State boys tonight.
Northern Kentucky plus 4 at Illinois-Chicago. Illinois-Chicago's covered 1 of 9 as a favorite. Tennessee State plus 2.5 at Southeast Missouri. Tigers covered 4 of 5 as a dog. Red Hawks covered 1 of 5 overall. New Orleans money line at Southeast Louisiana. 4-1 ATS at home. The Lions have covered 1 of 5 as a road dog. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going Montana State versus Northern Arizona. The line is 7.5. Montana State is 12-5, 8-2 in their last 10. Northern Arizona is 2-7 in their last 9. Montana State's 5-1 in their last 6 versus losing record teams. 4-1, last 6 road games. 8-3, the last 11 overall. And then for Northern Arizona, it's not good. 0-4 ATS in their last 4. 1-5 against winning teams, 2-5 in their last 7 as a dog. Give me Montana State, and I really like the matchup for that team tonight.
There you go. Rice, money line at home versus Old Dominion. Rice has been great at home for a long, long time. Covered 9-12 as a favorite, 15-20 at home. North Colorado minus 5.5 at Idaho.
Okay.
Road teams covered 6 of 7. Favorite in this matchup covered 5 straight. Bears covered 21 of 26 as a road favorite. And my last one, and I think we are on opposite sides.
Yeah, I might drop this pick.
The line has been moving.
I might drop this pick.
Cal State, Bakersfield, I got it at plus 1.5 versus Hawaii. And I think they're the favorite
now. I got Hawaii at plus 2.5.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. So the line that moved like this yesterday was, which I forget who it was, but whoever it was, the line that moved, they lost outright. So.
The one that went from a dog to favorite? Or favorite to dog?
The one that was like minus 3.5 in the morning and got to minus 7.5, they lost outright. So line movement in college basketball is highly overrated.
We are against each other in this game, and I'm on Hawaii and you're on Bakersfield.
You got it.
I don't like that.
Hey, it's college basketball, baby.
But tonight I got VMI minus 4.5, New Mexico State minus the 4.5, Montana State minus the 7.5. And Hawaii plus the 2.5.
Winthrop minus 3.5. St. Louis money line. Western Kentucky money line. SMU plus 6. Austin Peay plus 3.5. Nuggs money line. Marshall money line. LA Monroe plus 1.5. USC money line. South Alabama plus 2.5. Northern Kentucky plus 4. Tennessee State plus 2.5. New Orleans money line, Rice money line, North Colorado minus 5.5, Bakersfield plus 1.5.
Guy in the chat just said, what about UConn and Butler? Butler stinks. Line's a little heavy, though. Thought it was like 7, 8. somewhere around there. I
almost got the nine.
Nine?
Yeah.
If I was picking this side, I would go on the UConn side just because...
I'm not very bullish on UConn.
Yeah, neither am I. That's why I'm not taking the game. But I'm not taking Butler.
I mean, just gave out 16 picks.
The guy just wanted to know.
I'm sorry. I don't have a take on that one.
The guy just wanted to know, dude.
Yeah. I mean, take Butler. That's a lot of points.
Ugh. You do whatever you want. We're not fucking taking it. All right, let's go. Mitt, you got an NBA tonight.
Yep, it is a small TNT Tuesday tonight. There's Thursday. Only three games. Yeah, you're right. It's Thursday. Sorry. That throws me off every fucking time.
Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, put in your free bets. It's up $10 on same game parlay for a TNT game. But
I like that. Might as well.
Sweet, yeah.
If you're getting the money back, you might as well take a shot, buy a ticket.
Yeah, fuck it. Really? The 3x2s tonight, the boosts. That's what I'm actually on. Okay. I love those tonight. It's not good games, really. Like, I'm on a – there's a parlay that I like. Phoenix Suns, money line.
Okay.
And then also, let me make sure I have the right game.
Knicks here. Money line?
Yep, and the Knicks money line. That's bingo right on the head, Tony.
I figured they're playing the Pelicans, and if I know you – You will always go against the Pelicans.
I will never bet on the Pelicans. I love betting on the Knicks. They have kind of been – they've been super up and down this year.
Pacers got a back-to-back tonight?
Yeah, they're plus 12. Now it's 13.5, dude. It's, that thing's fucking rising. If you want to take that game, I would take Golden State, but I am staying the hell away from that.
Okay. Good luck tonight, Mitt.
I'm taking this NHL boost.
Which one?
McKinnon and McDavid to each score a goal plus 500.
You like that, Nick?
No, but good luck, Bo.
You like the Avs, Golden Knight, and Kraken all to win?
Nah, Kraken stink. Get off my lawn,
I would
Kraken.
Be more inclined to take that one.
Even though you took the
what
Sharks?
What do you mean?
Even though I took the Sharks, yes.
What, you don't think McKinnon and McDavid are going to snipe?
I don't know.
Plus 500?
Plus 500. Sprinkie?
It's worth a sprinkle.
You got footy for tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, shit.
I mean, you don't have to. I'm just
no,
saying.
I do.
If you fucking got it, let's fucking drink it in. Okay? Yeah. Let's fucking drink it in, pal. Good luck to you and your family, by the way, boys.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
Liverpool is fucking Thank you. Just knocked off Arsenal.
Let's go.
Goodbye. Frankfurt, Moneyline versus Arminia Bielefeld.
Ooh.
Frankfurt, 1-5. Bologna, double chance at Verona.
We love Bologna.
They're struggling lately.
Shit!
But I still like them to at least get a tie against Verona. And then one of my favorite teams, Real Betis, draw no bet at Espanyol.
Okay.
Third place against 11th. You're getting Real Betis at minus 130. What are we talking about?
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is all.
Good luck with those. So today... We talked all the NFL games with Johnny Sheeran from FanDuel Sportsbook.
Decisions were made today.
Decisions were made today
I'm done.
I believe.
My picks are in. I'm done.
What is today? Thursday?
Yeah.
Well, it's good because we got picks Friday tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's where we lock them in.
I'm locked in.
I think I am too. We did college basketball. We did hockey. We did NBA. Tomorrow we're going to have to make UFC picks too.
Oh, that line is fucking... So the boost, I should have asked John.
You should have forgot.
Fucking remind me, dude.
That's not my job. You put your work boots on the morning just like that.
If you're listening, John, and all your coworkers working overtime right now, make the UFC boost Ngannou knockout, please.
Okay. I could DM him.
I mean, I would take Ngannou at plus 125, but I'm not taking Ngannou knockout plus 145. That's not worth it.
No, you might as well just take one plus 125. Yeah,
so let's get that to like plus 200.
I mean, what's 20 extra cents going to get you?
I'm going to be honest. I don't really know who this other guy is, though.
I don't know. Well, yeah, you do.
We were watching highlights.
You are the... This is the aforementioned most knowledgeable UFC betting show on the planet. So
yeah.
You do know him.
I mean, I know of him. I just haven't
watched
him that
much. You don't know personally. You've never met him.
No, I have met Ngannou. That's what I meant.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be back tomorrow. Picks Friday. You're just going to get all the picks. That's what Picks Friday does. That's who we are. That's what we do. We're going to give you all the picks in hockey, basketball, football, UFC. Did that tennis boost it? Did Nadal and other guy win straight sets?
Like a crystal ball over here, dude. I mean, I'm not watching fucking tennis, dude.
You watch everything else.
I will watch. I mean, I'm not.
Listen, when it gets to the finals, you're watching.
I mean, my favorite player is not playing in the tournament, so no, I won't be watching.
Nadal? Djokovic? Still got that poster up? All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.